Good morning, good morning, good morning, Anger of Christ and Nation Ministries. Good morning, every listener, every follower. I want to encourage you to follow us on our Facebook page, The Anger of Christ and Nation Ministries, and witness the miracles, signs and wonders, the grace of God changing people's lives. Today I've been privileged to come before you and save you with a message that will set you free, a message that will help you to focus on God and focus on your deliverance. We are in a season of deliverance where God is moving mountains from people's lives, where God is changing and transforming people's lives. Our scripture reading today comes from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16 from verse 16 to 34. As I was reading this passage, some revelations and insights, the deep secret things of God that have been revealed to me, that God loves everyone. God loves you this morning. Acts chapter 16 from verse 16. The word of God says, once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave, take note of that, slave, with a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. Take note of that, owners. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, these men are servants of the Most High God, perfect, who are telling you the way to be saved. She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, come out of here. And that moment, the spirit left her. When her owners realized that their hope of making man was gone, they seized Paul and Silas, dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. Oh, my God, have mercy. May God have mercy. They brought them before the magistrates and said, these men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas. And the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. May God bless the reading of the word. This is what we are seeing, the experience of Apostle Paul and Silas. After they delivered this girl from the bondage of being a slave. When we talk of a slave, this is the person who is working without a pay. When we talk of a slave, this is the person who is making profit without participating or eating or having a share. When we talk of a slave, this is the person who sleeps the time the owner wants you to sleep. You eat the time the owner wants you to eat. But talking about the person who is in prison, who have got no freedom to live the way they want to live. As I was reading this passage, I came to realize that the people who were profiting from this girl, these were the owners. Where were the parents? Something that I want to bring to attention this morning, that this world is full of wickedness. There are people who profit out of the sweat of others. There are people who are profiting out of the bondage and the suffering of others. When I was praying, I came to realize that in this world, I have come across many people. Many people with so many challenges. I have never come across someone who does not have a problem or who has never hit a low point in their life. No matter what difficult situation you are stuck in this morning, no matter the experience that you express, you are experiencing, the challenges that you have, you are not the first person. You are not the first person to see that challenge. You are not the first person to go through that pain that you are suffering. But what matters is your attitude towards the pain. Do you want it or you don't want it? When you realize that you are in pain, you are in suffering, you are in bondage, you are being enslaved, your attitude towards deliverance, your attitude towards the power of God, attitude towards the word of God matters the most. Psalms 107 says in verse 20, he sent forth his word, he healed them and delivered them. He healed them and delivered them. He sent forth his word. Only those had an attitude of receiving the word, they are the ones who get the healing and who get the deliverance. We look at this girl. The Bible says she cried, she shouted. And what was she saying? Was it a lie that these were the true servants of God of the Most High? Was it a lie that these people were telling the people the true way to be saved? It was true. But was she saved? Herself, she was not saved. This is what we see happening to our lives these days. We all go to church. We all carry Bibles. But are we truly saved in our hearts? Have we received Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior? The Bible says for many days, she was accompanying them when they were going to the time of prayer. She was accompanying them as they were going through the beautiful gate into the temple. As she was accompanying them, many times Peter was preaching and she was present. Many times they preached. Many times they healed the sick. Many times they delivered many. Where was she? She was present. But she remained a slave. A slave to people. A slave to spirits that were inside her body, living in her body. Christianity is not reflected by us going to church. Christianity is not reflected by us dressing well, holding Bibles, going to church. Christianity is not reflected by us preaching the word. Christianity is not by us leading churches, us being prayer warriors, praise and worship, us being respected by people with the positions we're holding in churches. Christianity is a true way of life that reflects Christ Jesus. True way of life that is in line with the principles and the statutes of God. That is Christianity. Christianity is to live Christ-like, to have the spirit of Christ in you, to be led, to be influenced by the spirit of Jesus Christ. Christianity comes when you are born again. You need to receive the spirit of God for you to be able to reflect God. You need the Holy Spirit to be able to reflect the works of Christ Jesus, the life of Christ Jesus. She followed them day by day, but she remained in bondage. If I might ask you today, What you do behind those, what you do with no one watching you, what you do with no pastors, what you do which prophets cannot pick in the spirit, does it reflect Christ? Are you truly born again? Many of us who are coming to church when we have charms in our homes. People are still using charms. People are still using altars. They're raising altars, evil altars, traditional altars. People are still worshiping ancestral spirits. People are still keeping those ancestral things. People are still going and doing strange things that are of darkness instead of holding on to Jesus and continue to hold unto the faith and believing into the statutes of the word. That is the problem that we are seeing today in our lives. As long we remain unchanged, as long we are not born again, doesn't matter you go to church, doesn't matter you are a praise and worshiper, you are a prayer warrior, you are a pastor, you are a bishop, doesn't matter, you will remain a slave while you are in the presence of God. That sounds scary. You remain a slave to spirits, you remain a slave to demons, you remain a slave to afflictions which are not meant for you. Let us look at this girl. The Bible said that they were masters, which means the parents were not there. She was being owned. The parents, because of the spirits that were in her, divination, it means maybe they were killed. They were killed so that they can have access to this girl. They borrowed their parents' money, maybe they failed to pay, and they took this child as a slave to pay the money back. Something strange happened for these people who are not of the family members to be able to get this girl. She was a slave to spirit, and she was a slave to people. The people who were benefiting from her suffering, people were benefiting from her being a slave at a young age. It pains me when I see young children who are suffering from demonic attacks, from spirits of evil, spirits that have been initiated by people for the benefit of their lives. Many people today, you are suffering because you are a slave, but you don't know. She was being fed. She was being given everything to eat. They were making money and they were looking after her. Some of us today, what you are going through right now, somebody is benefiting. What you are going through right now, somebody is profiting. The sickness you are suffering, the blood that is coming out from your body, the bleeding that you are experiencing, the delays, the setbacks, the limitations, somebody who is benefiting. It needs someone to shout, to keep on shouting, to cry unto God for you to receive your deliverance. You need to irritate Jesus this morning by shouting and shouting. What she was saying was perfect. These are the true servants of God. She recognized the servants of God. She only failed to ask for deliverance. Maybe you are scared to pray this morning. Maybe you are scared to seek for help from Jesus. Jesus loves you. He's ever ready to deliver you. Jesus wants to see your deliverance. There were people who were offended. There are people who will be offended when you are delivered. There were people who were offended. There were people who were so angry, but this was her freedom. The spirit left. This was her freedom. She was delivered. She was free. This morning you can be delivered from that oppression, from that demon, from that spirit that have been afflicting you for so many years, while other people are benefiting. They are prospering while you are suffering. Right now, as I'm talking to somebody, you might feel like there's no other, you have no hope, you have lost hope. This girl, there was no hope. Being a slave with the spirit, people benefiting, they were protecting you so much that no one must come near her. She was caged spiritually, she was caged physically. But God found a way to deliver her. God have made a way today for you to set you free. To set you free from that bondage. To set you free from that affliction. To set you free from that sickness. To set you free from that poverty. To set you free from that limitation. She received the deliverance. And Peter said, "You spirit, come out of her." That was deliverance. Right now, this morning, any spirit in your life that have been putting you into slavery, any spirit that have been put into your life to put limitations, to put setbacks, to put delays, this morning, I command that spirit to come out. That spirit to come out from your life. That spirit to come out from your life. That spirit to come out from your life. You need to search your heart. Search your heart. If you received the Spirit of God, search your heart. What spirit are you carrying? What spirit is in your life that is troubling? What spirit? Do you have the Spirit of God or you have the spirit of the devil? Do you have the Spirit of God or you have the spirit of darkness? Search your heart. Be honest to yourself. This morning you need deliverance. Those rituals you are doing at midnight prayer, the midnight, instead of praying to God, you are saying you are praying to God, but you are using things of darkness. It's time for you to change your attitude. Have the right attitude. They were following with their slave, Peter and his and the disciples of Jesus. The masters were there. They were following. But their attitude was to make profit. Their attitude was for this child to prophesy. Maybe she was busy prophesying to people inside there. Their attitude, maybe they wanted Peter to take her and say she's a prophet. It happens today. But it did not work like that. It brought her deliverance back. She was given deliverance by God. This morning, God wants to deliver you. I pray that you are delivered. I pray that you are set free. But I pray that today have a good attitude towards God. Have hunger and thirsty to read the word, to stay in the word. Run away from evil like Job. Don't mind what the world says. The one who searches the heart, Jesus Christ, is the one who knows if you are a true believer or you are a fake believer. Don't mind what people say. People can judge anyhow. But you, be honest to yourself and be truthful to yourself. Are you born again? Are you Jesus? Have you received the Spirit of God in you? Who is living inside you? Is it the Holy Spirit or spirits of darkness? This morning, wherever you are, I send the angels of God to touch you. The anointing to touch you. The power of God to touch you. God has sent me this morning to bless you beyond measure. He is ready to change your life. He's ready to set you free from those evil bondages. He's ready to bless you. He's ready to transform your life. Just have a right attitude. Set your heart. Be ready to accept that you are a sinner. Romans 3:23. Accept that you are a sinner. Accept that
you need deliverance. Accept that you need forgiveness of your sins and start to walk according to the principles, the statutes of God. Surely the mercy of the Lord will protect you. God loves his own. God fights for his own. God blesses his own. Be blessed this morning as you are going to work. Be blessed this morning as you are at work. Be blessed this morning in every area of your life, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are in the week of deliverance. We are in the season of deliverance. This week, don't miss this week, Sunday. The Lord have assigned me to search every area of your life to deliver you from the wickedness of the wicked. As you are listening to this audio right now, I ask the grace and the favor of the Lord to be upon you. God to change and transform your life. I want you to come prepared this week for your deliverance. We want to go into prayer from Friday. Let us be in prayer. As I gave you the new dawn anointing oil, I want you to be in prayer Friday. Those who can fast, fast Friday, fast Saturday, come Sunday ready for us to walk in deliverance. May God bless you. May God enlarge your territories. May God change your story. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you, Lord, for this listener. Wherever they are, Father, may you bless them. Wherever they are, my Father, may you fight for them. My Father, deliver them from the wickedness of the wicked. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for loving us. Thank you, Father, for dying on the cross for us to set us free from the bondage of sin. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. For prayer line, you can call me on +263 77 882 7953. God bless you. Prophet Desire Chauke. Till we meet again, the Anger of Christ and National Ministries in Bulawayo. God bless you. Amen.